The delegates at COP29 widely agree that the world's poorest countries need trillions of dollars to cope with climate-related disasters and build clean energy capacity. They agree that rich industrialized countries are most responsible for the carbon fuel emissions causing the earth to get hotter. But so far, there's no agreement on specific amounts of funding and which countries should pay up. South African Environment Minister Dion George is one of the continent's negotiators. He spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the annual meeting.
We need honest conversations. You know, you either want to have a transition or you don't. And if you're a developed economy country, well, you had the benefit of burning coal for hundreds of years. You know, we're not going to actually do that. So, you know, where is the justice in that? And how do you actually then look at the financial implications of that? So we're very clear. We're very united in terms of this is what it is that we want to achieve. It's not about ganging up on developed economy countries, but it's basically saying, look, you did make specific promises. You have committed to doing certain things. Now do what you say you will do. And if you're not going to do it, then say so. And we are able to then make a plan as best we can because we know what needs to be done.
Some delegates at COP29 aren't optimistic. They say the biggest polluters have in the past agreed to measures to stop global warming, but not implemented them. Speaking during a United Nations webinar on Saturday, the UN Special Rapporteur on Climate Change and Human Rights, Elisa Morgera, said it's been difficult to get wealthy countries to live up to their commitments.
We had some initial language that was agreed, for instance, of moving away from fossil fuels. But in fact, all the data showing that many countries are increasing their fossil fuel extractions. There's been commitment around reducing and, in fact, eliminating subsidies to fossil fuel industries, and that is also not the case. And this is one of the big issues underlying the question of finance. There is significant amounts of money available, but they're still going into the causes of climate change as opposed to the solutions.
Wealthy nations pledged in 2009 to provide $100 billion a year in climate funds to developing nations starting in 2020, a deadline that later was pushed to 2025. That goal was met and slightly exceeded in 2022, according to data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Diplomats and activists spent last week making speeches and conferring in the background on the need for ambitious global action. Negotiations are expected to ramp up this week to reach agreement by the end of COP29 on Friday. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.